Award-winning actor Craig McLaughlin is the latest Australian to publicly face allegations of improper conduct, claims he has moved quickly to deny. A joint Fairfax Media and ABC investigation alleges the actor inappropriately touched or exposed himself to fellow cast members of The Rocky Horror Show in 2014. Rocky Horror Show actress Angela Scundi has told the ABC Mr. McLaughlin made unwanted advances towards female cast members on a number of occasions.
Multiple incidences where he would try and put his hands up women's costumes or down their pants, and it was always when they could be seen by the audience and he couldn't.
Ms. Scundi says Mr. McLaughlin came into her dressing room and kissed her without permission.
I fundamentally believe what happened to us is wrong, and no one should ever have to experience that. And unfortunately, there is a lot of enabling happening because people won't speak about it, or people do try to silence you when you do.
In a statement provided to the joint investigation, Mr. McLaughlin says the allegations are baseless and vicious lies and are all made up.
They seem to be simple inventions, perhaps made for financial reasons, perhaps to gain notoriety. In either event, they are, to the best of my knowledge, utterly and entirely false.
Meanwhile, internationally, alleged victims of workplace misconduct have been encouraged to share their stories since the launch of the so-called Me Too social movement last year. The Me Too hashtag was started as a way to give victims an opportunity to share their experiences. The drive has continued to gain momentum, with some of Hollywood's biggest names now using the 75th Golden Globe Awards to stand against sexual harassment in the industry. A host of Hollywood stars have chosen to wear black on the red carpet, including Australia's Nicole Kidman, Margot Robbie, Emma Stone and Meryl Streep. Using the hashtag #WhyWeWearBlack, Hollywood stars shared videos on Twitter outlining why they chose to boycott colour. Actress Rosario Dawson was one.
We wear black to symbolise solidarity, that the death knell has struck on abuse of power, and that it's time to celebrate each other, not just the nominees on our film and television screens, but our storytellers who have bravely come forward and courageously shared their personal stories, which have liberated so many of us.
Many male actors have stood in support of their female counterparts. Mark Ruffalo voiced his support.
Why We Wear Black, to spread the word and support a lot of really wonderful, courageous women who are asking for fairness in the workplace. We live in a really special, magical time where we can actually all join together and make these changes, these really big, necessary changes to make our world a more fair, just place.
A-list actresses have also taken advantage of the large television audience to launch the Time's Up campaign. Time's Up is a social movement founded by hundreds of women pushing for better legislation to curtail workplace harassment and seek gender wage parity. The Landmark campaign has established a legal fund to help victims of sexual harassment across all industries. United States actress and Time's Up ambassador Tracy Alice Ross has taken to Twitter to thank those who've already donated.
We have raised $15 million so far from over 10,000 people who have donated, 60 countries, all 50 United States, and this is just the beginning, so thank you.